USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
So we have 4 deceased individuals, police officer, 2 female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago police say 4 people killed in a shooting at Mercy Hospital, including the gunman, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance call.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
"There's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes and they saved a lot of lives because we just don't know how much damage he was prepared to do."
Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel.
Remember what is important in life and that there are others who are part of our larger family who will have a tear and a hole that will never really heal but will always have a scar.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's almost that time to get in on a great bargain. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
With Black Friday sales starting earlier and earlier, many retailers are offering even deeper price cuts this year. Personal finance website WalletHub took a look at some of the places where you can get the best discounts. I had a chance to chat with Jo Gonzalez. She's an analyst with WalletHub, and she shares some of the best places to shop on Black Friday.
This year, the top 5 start off with Belk, more of a regional retailer, but always available online. JCPenney, Stage, Kohl's at number 4, and New York and Company at number 5. All of those discounts go anywhere from 55% off all the way to about 70% off.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C. The president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Health news now. There's a new treatment for people who have peanut allergies, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
While it's not a cure, the experts say it has helped 2/3 of the children who took part in the study be able to eat at least 2 peanuts with no ill effects. While that might not sound like much, they say it could potentially let kids with the debilitating allergy not have to worry about occasional exposure to peanuts. The details of the months-long treatment program were published on Sunday in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study carried out at the Arkansas Children's Hospital gradually exposed allergy sufferers to increasing amounts of a peanut powder. Some participants experienced stomach cramps, and others did get allergy symptoms during the treatment, but their tolerance was eventually increased. The treatment is currently awaiting FDA evaluation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to your money. So how much are you paying at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday and long weekend ahead.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.